AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are underwritten by National Grid and our other wonderful sponsor, Lifetime Medical, so I want to give a nice big shout out to them for making this program possible. And hey, we're back on Wednesdays. We haven't been preempted by the Yankees again. Thank God. I'm so happy to be back here with you on this perfect drive time hour between 4 and 5. A beautiful day out there. Really, really hot. But I hear it's going to actually be cooling off a little bit for the weekend for a beautiful water fire lighting that we've got coming up on September 12th, which should be pretty phenomenal. And I've got a great group of guests today that will be talking about everything going on at the September 12th lighting. But before that, I wanted to do a very large shout out to everybody who came out to support Waterfire last week at the Fireball, which was our big fundraiser in our new building. There was over 300 people there, over $150,000 raised. People got to see all of these fun performances. And one of the really neat things that we had there, in addition to all the 1031 characters that you might be familiar with seeing in Memorial Park, the living statues, so the gargoyles and the butterflies. We also had this really incredible signature cocktail, which was made by the one and only Wilda Van Nostrand, who is going to be my first guest today. The E&O Tap, which is the family bar and a big supporter of Waterfire. And Willa kind of came together, and Willa designed a signature cocktail because she really is an apothecary when you look at it and the way that she approaches all the work she does with really making these beautiful concoctions, which I call more of elixirs and potions of sorts, one would say. But so, Willa, thank you so much for making that. What was it, the Waterfire Sparkler?
Yes, it was the Waterfire Fireball Sparkler.
All right. And so, all right, but for anybody who's listening, because I know you do everything with fresh juices, and it added just such a fun element, and people couldn't stop drinking them. And we had to warn them. Those are potent. Watch out. But what was in the Waterfire Sparkler?
So the Waterfire Sparkler had a base of sweet ginger vodka by Crater Lake. And then there was a pear cordial by Merlet. Then we added pear nectar and fresh pressed lemon juice. And then to top the whole thing off, we had sparkling wine. So it was really a spritzer. Yeah. It was a lovely, light, kind of citrusy, nectarous cocktail.
Yeah, and I know you've been doing this, so, well, I know that you've been working with the family at the E&O, and again, I'm going to give them a big shout out because not only did they donate to the Fireball event, but they do a lot for Waterfire throughout the entire season. So to John Dannenfelser, Tim Dannenfelser, Richard Dannenfelser, Glenna, and Willa Van Nostrand, just a really big thank you for being so generous and kind to, you know, Waterfire and helping us to do what we do. But I want to talk a little bit. You've not only been working with the bar, but you started this company called Little Bitter. How long ago?
So Little Bitter Artisanal Cocktails is a cocktail catering company that I started about 5 years ago. So I could visit these private parties and, you know, big special events and festivals and provide signature cocktails.
Yeah, and one of the things that people have always remarked on whenever you've done something with Waterfire, or when I've seen you out and about anyway, is I know that your background is very varied. So, I mean, I call you a triple threat. You are not only you're smart, you're beautiful, but you have a history of acting. Mm-hmm. And so I know that you bring a performance aspect to everything that you do when you do something with Little Bitter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yes. My background is in theater. I went to Sarah Lawrence College. So there's this whole element of costume in my history that I really love. I love to dress up. So for Little Bitta events, my staff and I will dress up in vintage garb. So think cocktail dresses from anywhere between the 20s and the 60s and all of the shapes that go with that. So think cocktail aprons and crinoline, sometimes we'll do the fluffy underskirts, silver trays, think of all of the cocktail paraphernalia, if you will. So the shakers, the jiggers, the silver spoons, the mixing tins, we bring all of that to the bar.
And I've seen you walk in with a suitcase that's filled with all fresh herbs from your garden,
yes,
too.
So, yes.
You've got the wardrobe, but you've got a suitcase full of herbs,
yes,
which I think is always kind of cool.
Lots of edible blossoms, fresh herbs. A lot of times we'll make simple syrups with fresh herbs. So there's definitely an element of seasonality and, you know, there's a real New England twist to this because we're using things that are grown in season here. That's what usually really inspires the cocktail.
And I also know that you have, I just want to back up a little bit. So
mm-hmm.
We know that you graduate, you're an actress. And what is it that makes you decide that this is a direction you want to move in and that you want to move into it's not catering, but
mm-hmm.
it kind of is. It's performance art mixed with a service, which is just really cool.
Right. It's taste. And I do really consider it theatrical. It's the performance of making the drinks, but also the invention of the drinks. And it's taste. For me, I'm inspired by flavors, and I'm such a food person. This is kind of my way to partake in the culinary world. And I've grown up bartending, so that element is definitely there. So at this point, I've been doing it for over 10 years, and all of a sudden I have this company, and I need to pull in all of my passions. So that's really what Little Bitta is for me.
So it is a culmination of all these different aspects of your personality. I know that your mother is an incredible wise woman and does wonderful work with herbs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you picked up a lot of that.
Definitely.
Growing up.
Yes.
And I'm aware that, you know, if everybody out there doesn't know this, Barnaby started this year the beer garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't pronounce it. I've got a German last name, but I can't pronounce what the heck it's called. Do you know what it's called?
I also, unfortunately, cannot pronounce it.
All right. Well, what it is, we've got a German beer station that is now positioned, and it's a beer garden. So it's almost kind of like a little bit of an Oktoberfest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Happening right down near the GTEC building in Water Place Basin, because he thought, wouldn't it be fun to add, again, almost like another little feeling of traveling somewhere else, because at Waterfire, anywhere you go,
mm-hmm.
you're going to happen upon something that's like different and that kind of has a neat feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you're there at the beer garden. What are you doing there?
So we're at the beer garden every Waterfire for the rest of the season. And so it's a beer garden. Trinity Brewhouse is there with beer and sausages and things. And we're there with cocktails inspired by German recipes. So we usually debut two cocktail recipes per Waterfire. And one of them is usually a sparkling cocktail, and the other is usually a light vodka or gin-based cocktail.
So, all right, can you tell us what we might be able to see this upcoming weekend?
Yes, we can have a little sneak peek in. So we just worked on these menus today. So we're still working a little bit, but I can give you the little nudge.
Okay.
We've got a vodka-based cocktail with pear. I'm really into pear right now. I feel like it's a flavor I know I've always liked, but I'm going for it. It's almost fall. I need something warm and spicy. So we also have the lemon juice, and then we have a spiced cordial that goes into that. And then we're topping it off with Prosecco, so sparkling wine. It's actually similar to that Fireball sparkler because I was so in love with that cocktail, I wanted to run with the pear. Our second cocktail is called the Herbstwald, which means in German, the autumn forest. And that is our first debut of a rye whiskey cocktail in the beer garden, which is really exciting for us. And then we have St. Elizabeth Allspice Dram. So again, a really spicy, warming cordial with notes of clove and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
And then fresh lime juice. So it's technically a rye sour because there's citrus in the cocktail, and we top it off with a little bit of sparkling water just to really make those flavors pop.
What? All right, this is going to sound like a stupid question. What's the difference between a rye whiskey and a regular whiskey?
Is it... Well, the difference is how much rye is in the mash of the actual booze. So, say in bourbon, it has to be at least 51% corn, and it's going to be sweeter than rye, and the flavor profile of a bourbon versus a rye, that bourbon's going to be, again, sweeter, and rye is going to be more fiery and spicy and earthy.
All right, so when you're thinking of these recipes, because as you said, you're like still in the process of like creating them, do you just sit in the kitchen and, you know, pull out all the liquor bottles and just start playing around with the...
There's definitely part of that. And there will be people who will request certain flavors, and I'm always open to that. There's this inspiration phase where, again, I go back to what's local, what's seasonal, what can we use? So for that first Bartlett Spritz cocktail, what can we use? Pear. Pears are coming into season. That's so exciting. After a summer of, you know, watermelon and strawberries and raspberries, we're getting into the stone fruit now.
Yeah, and so how long will that carry on before we hit, you know, kind of the Christmas cocktails? Because I've had some of your Christmas cocktails before, and they're absolutely lovely, but they're very more cinnamony to me.
Yeah, they're generally more spicy. I'd say through mid-November, then we get into more citrus-heavy cocktails, because that's the season for it, the winter citrus.
And have you found that there's a trend as to what we're seeing? Like, are people going back to the old drinks of the Manhattans and, you know, things like that? Or are people more into newfangled martinis? I've seen a lot of those with, like, cucumber water and pickle juice and stuff like that.
I'd say there are definitely lots of classics happening right now. So we're going back to the martini, the Manhattan, the old-fashioned. You really can't go wrong with those recipes. And then what we're coming into now is what we're calling modern classics. So those are spins on, again, the martini and the old-fashioned that are pulling in, you know, more, I guess, modern ingredients. There's more imagination happening.
So can we, I know that you're a contributing writer to the Edible Roadie magazine, right?
Yep, I write for Edible Roadie.
So do we think that at any point in the future, Willa, we'll be able to see a little bit of kind of recipe book for cocktails coming out?
You know, it's in the works. Funny you should ask. I've been compiling a book of recipes, and I'm working on it. So yes, I'm hopefully in the next year, we'll be seeing a little more of that.
Because people actually ask me, who have been to when you've done stuff and been to parties, they ask me for the recipes, and then I've got to email you, and I'm like, she should just write a book. This would be just
What's
so much
that
easier.
Recipe? Yeah. I'd say I get at least 2 requests each week for a recipe either I've done, or, hey, I want a bourbon cocktail for this party. Can you suggest something? So there's a call for it, definitely.
And as we're going into the holiday season, you are available for people to reach, because I know that you'll be doing a lot of parties,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
How can somebody get in touch with you?
You can Google me. You can go to my website. I'm www.littlebitta.com, B-I-T-T-E, bitta.com. And I have a Facebook page. I have a blog. There are recipes. You can really find it all online.
Excellent. So I know that we'll put that up in the Waterfire Facebook page as well as on the radio show. But people should definitely reach out to you, because I know you book up rather early.
I do. We're definitely booking for the holidays. So if you have a party, gathering, any kind of function you're thinking about that you might need a bar service or signature cocktails, we would love to talk to you and start looking at the calendar.
Yeah. Oh, you were saying something before we came on the air. What's going on? Is there an oyster fest
happening? Our next big gig. It's coming up. It's September 19th. It's the Ocean State Oyster Festival. It's happening down on Riverwalk in downtown Providence, and it's from noon to 5. The first annual Ocean State Oyster Festival. We're really excited about it. We'll be there with signature cocktails by Little Bitta.
Well, you know what, Willa? Very, very proud of you. It's an amazing work that you do, and it's inspiring, and it's fun. And thank you for everything that you and the family have done for Waterfire. And everybody out there, check out the beer garden.
Willa
will be there
this Saturday.
You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to one of our sponsors of this upcoming weekend's fire, and it's going to be a really exciting weekend.